Hey y'all, what's up with it, man? It's your big homie Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all to the Bobby Dollars Show. Hey, this ain't gonna be no real long episode. I kind of was just sitting here thinking to myself, and I was like, man, I wonder what other people would say or do, because I know how I would act or how I would react if a situation like this occurred. I know you're wondering, like, damn, what are you talking about, man? What kind of situation? Okay, so let's put the scenario out there. Let's say you got home from work. You didn't take your shower. You chilling. Your little TV show done came on. Kids in their room playing, just minding their business. The little ones anyway. The teenager out, he doing some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you done kicked your feet up. You finna watch the football game. You know what I'm saying? You done had a hard day at work. Next thing you know, you hear the door slam. And you're like, what the hell? You say, man, it's probably this boy. Every day he come home, he always mad. I ain't finna trip off his ass. I'm finna watch this game. So you go out here, sit back, man. Fire up your little ale or pop open your beer or whatever it is you finna do while you watching this game. And your son just walks up out the blue and say, hey, Dad. And you say, what's up, man? And he say, hey, can you explain this? And he hands you his cell phone. You grab the cell phone and hit play. And it's a video of you getting knocked the fuck out. How do you approach that situation? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no video of you getting jumped. It wasn't no video of you getting ran up on by a nigga. He suck at you, hit you in the back of the head or some shit. Nah, you was talking cash shit and the nigga just knocked you plumb the fuck out. How do you approach that? I mean, like, do you say, son, you know, I was kind of crazy in my day and Dad just did wild shit? Do you say, you know, son, Dad can't fight? I mean, all my life I ain't been able to fight. You know, I mean, what if you're a woman and, you know what I'm saying, you sitting there chilling, got your little hair in a ponytail, you got your feet behind you, sitting on your legs, sitting on the couch just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Finna watch a housewife this or a housewife that, because you know the reunion about to come on and they be banging on that reunion. Then your daughter walk in the room and say, mama. And you say, girl, what? I'm finna watch TV. She said, I thought you could fight. And you say, what is you talking about? What do you mean you thought I could fight? Look, she hand you a cell phone. You hit play on that cell phone. And then some chick just haul off, smack shit out your ass, knock your wig off and shit. Then you put your hands up, ready to fight. She done kicked your ass, titties pop out. You done hit the flow. You heard me hit the flow. And next thing you know, man, y'all going and you ain't winning. You ain't got the advantage at all. Before the video end, you got your ass whooping. People telling you that in the video. Girl, they whooped your ass. How do you handle that shit? Like, what do you do? How do you go to your child and say, well, you know, mama just ain't got them hands, I guess. I don't know. This shit is crazy because we got to remember, man, like all this shit is on video. It ain't going nowhere. It's going to forever be around. Your kids' kids can approach your kids, your grandchildren now. Dad, look at this video. I found a grandpa. Back in 2020, he got knocked out by some dude. How do you handle that shit? What do you say? I mean, like, do you just say, you know, well, I don't know, son. I guess granddad had a lot on his mind. He couldn't handle it and just got knocked out. I mean, like, how do you deal with that? You know, first and foremost, all I can say is, hey, man, you better reinvent yourself. You better get in shape. You better make sure that you're jogging every day, doing some kind of activity outside of just sitting on your ass at work, typing on Twitter, talking bullshit, thinking that somebody ain't going to smack shit out your ass one day, run up on you, hey, you know, lay that two-piece and that biscuit down and make your ass regret everything about life. You know, them little Karens and shit, they be calling the police on people. One of these little ladies is going to make their ass appreciate Black History Month one day. You know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, you have to ask yourself, do I really want to get caught on video, get knocked the fuck out? How am I explain that shit to my child? Especially after I done whooped my son ass and disciplined him and scared the shit out of him and try to make him tough. And then he bring me this video and say, hey, Dad, what happened here? Well, you should have bobbed when you weaved. what happened? You know what I'm saying? I mean, how do you handle that? That's the question of the day. What is it that you can do to make your kids understand that you just couldn't fight? I mean, you just tell them, I sucked at fighting. Got my ass whooped here and there. Got tossed around a little bit, ran out of a couple clubs. I mean, shit, you know, a couple of few people thumped me on the back of the head. I ain't do shit. I just took my ass home. But you ain't got to be that way, son. You can grow up and learn Taekwondo or be a martial artist or whatever, man. You just, you don't be like that. Don't get your ass whooped on video. Like, I mean, that's the only thing that you can really say, especially y'all ladies, man. Y'all had that little fly ass lace front on at the beginning of the fight and at the end of the battle. It's braids and bald spots and shit. Hey, y'all got to get it together, man. Can't get caught on camera. I just seen a video today, man. This little short girl in a pink dress, man, fighting this tall girl. First off, I couldn't understand for the life of me why the tall girl didn't have no shirt on. Why are you out there fighting with your titties out, young lady? I didn't get that part. So I just watched the video and just said, forget it. You know, maybe nowadays these youngsters like to fight like men. The men will take their shirts off and have tank tops on or something when they would bang. They ain't want to get blood on their shirt. Well, I guess she didn't want to get blood on her shirt and had her titties out. I don't know. But anyway, so she was fighting some little girl that was probably about maybe a foot shorter than her. And she was so short that all she had to do was lift her leg up like she was about to put it on a table or something and kick the shit out of it. And she kicked her one time and the girl fell. She got back up and she kicked her again and bam, hit that damn truck. Her titties popped out too. I don't understand, man. I don't get it. What is up with the ladies and the toughness, man? Why is y'all banging like this nowadays with no shirts on and shit? I don't know. Hey, it is what it is. But the little girl in the pink dress, she wasn't having it. She wasn't taking that the other day. She wasn't having it. You hear me? She bit her titties. She got to fighting. Hey, I don't know, man. Somehow, some way, she ended up on top of the tall girl. And she bit her titties. She said, don't bite me no more. She punched her in the face and bit her again. And the girl started hollering and screaming, I'm going to get her off me. Hey, you can't kick nobody into a truck, man, and make their titties pop out and then be hollering and screaming at the end of the fight. But anyway, that's her note there, man. Just don't be one of them parents, man. Don't be one of them parents that get kicked in the chest and knocked into the back end of a pickup truck with a pink dress on and your titties pop out. Don't be the first parent that was almost 6 feet with some leggings on and no shirt and a bonnet. I don't know, man. Hey, I guess it's war out here, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be like The Walking Dead at some point. At some point, I want to be Rick or either Daryl. It don't matter, one of them two. But at some point, this is how it's gonna end up. Hey, it is what it is, man. I just want to thank y'all for stopping by. I had that on my mind today. I couldn't figure it out. Like, how would I feel if my son came to me and said, Dad, I seen you get knocked out on YouTube. I don't know, man. Like, do you just cry in the shower and then say, fuck it, and man up? Or I don't know. I mean, leave me a message or something, man. Let me know. You know, leave me a comment or something when I post this on Twitter, because I can't figure it out. I just don't know what to do. It's a lot of tough guys, man. A lot of tough guys on Twitter. And I really think that some of y'all could get knocked out on video and have a child and say a child could see that video and it could really take you back to your heyday of when you couldn't fight. So it is what it is, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. It's the Big Homie.